May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Those of you who are concerned about my voice, one, it's not COVID. It's because I've been taking an online course about how to sound more spiritual when you preach, and so my voice has gotten deeper. It only costs like $7,000 to take the course, but what have I got to lose? let me read a few verses before the gospel reading to share the word I want to share. Bracken interrupted what I was going to do again. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was Mary who anointed the Lord with the ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And the sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, the one whom you love is sick. And when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now I wanted to read that part because when Martha and Mary sent the servant to go to Jesus to ask him to come, it was important that they said the appeal to Jesus was the one whom you love. I don't know if that was manipulative, but it was very specific. And he did love them. Probably from what we can see in Scripture, he was closest to them outside of the apostles of anybody else. And it appears that he stayed in their home often when he would go visit Jerusalem. And so they said, the one whom you love is sick. And then Jesus answers them and he says this interesting thing. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. So it makes it really clear in Scripture that he both loved Lazarus and he loved Martha and he loved Mary. And he sent the message back, go tell Martha and Mary that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. What was the problem? Lazarus died. And Jesus just told them the sickness is not unto death. You can only imagine the kind of confusion they were experiencing after Jesus had sent the word without any further explanation. He didn't say, this sickness is not unto death, kinda. Like, it's not like the princess bride. She's just going to be sort of dead, not really dead. Kind of dead for a moment, but then he's going to be alive. He didn't say that. He just said, this sickness is not unto death. And yet, he died. And so when Martha comes out to meet him, she asks the question, like, if you'd only been here, my brother wouldn't die. Mary, who had anointed the feet of Jesus, she had this amazing relationship with him. She didn't even come out to meet him. But when Martha went back to her, where she was staying, she said, the Lord's asking for you. So she runs out, and she does what she does almost every time you see her in Scripture. She falls at his feet and repeats, if you had only been here, then my brother would have died. Now again, the confusion they were experiencing, their feelings were maybe hurt, they maybe were offended, they were certainly confused, because Jesus said the sickness is not unto death. But when Jesus is talking to Mary, he said to her, Jesus said in verse 40, did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Well, what he said was, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. He didn't mention anything about believing. But that was his obvious desire. There are sometimes we go through things that don't seem fair, that are confusing, that even seem to be contradictory to promises God gave us, and that hurt our feelings, and we felt like, these people were really close to Jesus. They had observed Jesus heal a lot of people that were strangers. Why didn't he come through? They knew he could. But he waits because the Father, he only did those things the Father's doing, and the Father's obviously not letting him go until when he got there. I love what the King James says. It's sort of more emphatic. He was 4 days dead and stinketh. Stinketh seems like it's worse than just stinking. Has that nice King James smell to it. And we go through those things because they're all God's multitasker. He can do a number of things. So many people came to him, if you read through chapter 12, because Lazarus was raised from the dead. It just was amazing impact. So he's doing a number of things at the same time. One of the things he's doing is giving Martha and Mary a chance to grow in their faith. Because sometimes we have to believe God when we don't understand. When things seem to contradict what we believe God said to us. Because we have to remember, it's not our comprehension God's after. It's our confidence. And a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted for bigger things. And what I love, Jesus said to them, when he said to her, do not say, if you would just believe, you will see the glory of God. How many ifs are in your life? So this is an inner healing word. How many ifs are in your life? And that you find yourself still mulling over those ifs and concluding, therefore, that your story has been skewed somehow because of all the ifs. If I hadn't done that, if I hadn't said this, if I hadn't married that person, if I hadn't made that decision, if that person hadn't done that to me, if there hadn't been COVID, if there hadn't been this, or if they hadn't done that, or if the economy hadn't, all these ifs. And the enemy deceives us into thinking that all those ifs, even the things that you consider mistakes and wrong decisions that you made, have totally ruined your story. But Jesus said, and they were asking him, remember, if you'd have gotten here, both of them, if you had just come, our brother wouldn't have died. And you might go, well, yeah, but he was raised from the dead, so it turned out really well. But they spent 4 days grieving. You ever grieved anything? Ever grieved anyone? 4 days is bad enough. Yet that happened. Jesus allowed that to occur. He could have healed him from the spot without even moving. He's not limited by geography. He had done that before. Or the Father could have released him, but he didn't intentionally. Because there's a lot more at stake. In all the ifs, it's not too late to believe that God is so big and so good that if you'll just believe, you'll get to see the glory of God. We've been doing the book of Esther for 15 weeks. That's the story of Esther. All these decisions were being made that looked like horrible things. The devil was in control. The Jews were being threatened to be annihilated. This evil man named Haman has had these decrees made, and everything he did played into the hands of God and the purposes of God. And the result being was that every person who hated the Jew in the Persian Empire were killed in one day. It was an amazing, decisive, extraordinary, incredible victory. None of those things that Haman did were taking God by surprise. And this is sometimes I get concerned with charismatics because they act like God and the devil are evil or equal, and they're in this wrestling match. And so who's going to win this time? Do I believe there is a devil? I've said this 1,000 times. I do believe there is a devil. I just don't believe in the devil. My trust is in God. And so if there are ifs in your life, can you just trust him with all those ifs? Can you just believe that he's so big and so good that he'll use all those things, whether it's decisions you made or others made or just happening in the world around us, he's going to use all those things to accomplish the glory of God. Can you just believe that? It'll totally transform your thought life, set you free from introspection, all the regret. It happened. You can't go back and change it, but He can transform it. You with me? God, it didn't change Haman's decree that he wrote to have all the Jews killed. God just wrote a bigger decree that transformed that decree that resulted in God's amazing victory. If you'll just believe, if in all the ifs you'll just believe, you'll see the glory of God. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.